Part 2. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a question or statement on the audio program. After that, you will hear three possible responses to the question or statement. Each question or statement and each response is given only once and is not written out in your book, so listen carefully. Mark the answer that corresponds to the best response to the question or statement on your answer sheet. Listen to a sample. You hear,
"Where have you been, Steve?"
You then hear, A.
"At the gymnasium."
B.
"Very well, thanks."
C.
"Yes, I have."
Choice A, "at the gymnasium," is the best response to the question, "Where have you been, Steve?" You should mark A on your answer sheet. Number 11.
"When is your report due?"
A.
"No, I'm not the one who did it."
B.
"I put it in my briefcase."
C.
"The deadline is the end of the month."
Number 12.
"Why don't we give Maria a call?"
A.
"I think it's too late to call her tonight."
B.
"She liked the present you gave her."
C.
"Because I needed some information from her."
Number 13.
"Are you free now, or would you rather talk later?"
A.
"No, you'll have to pay for it."
B.
"I'd rather talk in person than send a letter."
C.
"Right now is fine."
Number 14.
"Haven't you already seen this movie?"
A.
"Yes, but I don't mind watching it again."
B.
"I don't know where it's playing."
C.
"Yes, we're all ready to go."
Number 15.
"Whose camera did you borrow?"
A.
"If you want to use it, that's fine."
B.
"My sister lent it to me."
C.
"I took a picture of my friend."
Number 16.
"I took a wrong turn back there, didn't I?"
A.
"No, I think you're still going the right way."
B.
"Sure, you can take one if you want."
C.
"It shouldn't take too long to get there."
Number 17.
"How's the soup?"
A.
"It's not as hot as I'd like it to be."
B.
"No, I have my own soap, thanks."
C.
"No, I'd prefer a salad, please."
Number 18.
"Where did you get that houseplant?"
A.
"I'd put it by the window, I think."
B.
"The house is on 3rd Avenue.
C.
"At the florist shop around the corner."
Number 19.
"Do you know if Ms. Remo is in her office?"
A.
"Second door on your right."
B.
"I think so. Just knock on her door."
C.
"Of course I know Ms. Remo."
Number 20.
"How late do you serve breakfast here?"
A.
"Relax. You can get breakfast here 24 hours a day."
B.
"I'll have fruit, toast, and coffee."
C.
"At around 8 usually."
Number 21.
"Don't I know you from somewhere?"
A.
"Yes. We met at a convention several years ago."
B.
"Anywhere you want."
C.
"No, I don't know where it is."
Number 22.
How does this hotel suit you?
A.
No, I had a standard room.
B.
This suit fits very well.
C.
Great location, comfortable rooms. It's perfect.
Number 23.
Would you please ask the people in the next apartment to turn down their music?
A.
They like jazz and pop music.
B.
Sure. Sorry to disturb you.
C.
All right, but I doubt it will do any good.
Number 24.
I wonder why traffic is so light today.
A.
Because it's a local holiday.
B.
Yes, anyone could lift it.
C.
Because it's so dark.
Number 25.
Do you prefer an aisle seat or a window seat?
A.
Yes. In fact, I think I'll need even more oil to fix it.
B.
Might as well give me an aisle seat. There's nothing to see on this flight.
C.
That will be fine, thanks.
Number 26.
I'd appreciate it if you could call a taxi for me.
A.
Yes, please call me back.
B.
Of course, I'll do it right away.
C.
These tax rates don't apply to you.
Number 27.
Which line should I stand in if I want to get a visa?
A.
Either line will do.
B.
Your visa is good for 6 months.
C.
You'll definitely need a visa.
Number 28.
Your new laptop computer is smaller than your old one, isn't it?
A.
Right. This one is much older.
B.
That's true. My new one is a laptop.
C.
Yes, and it's much lighter, too.
Number 29.
Is the committee meeting still going to be in room 8?
A.
No, my roommate isn't on the committee.
B.
No, it was moved to room 119.
C.
The committee is still planning to meet today.
Number 30.
Which side of the street is the new plant going to be on?
A.
On the left side as you're driving north.
B.
It's on Walnut Street.
C.
Trees were planted on both sides of the street.
Number 31.
What a wonderful apartment you found.
A.
It's a two-bedroom apartment.
B.
It's on the third floor.
C.
Thanks. I think it's nice too.
Number 32.
Is this a new line of products?
A.
Sure. Get in line right behind me.
B.
No. We've been selling it for several years now.
C.
Just sign here on the bottom line.
Number 33.
I'm from Toronto. How about you?
A.
I'm just fine, thanks.
B.
I'm from a town near Chicago.
C.
Yes, I'd love to go there.
Number 34.
Do you happen to have any business cards with you?
A.
I work for an accounting firm.
B.
I think I have some in my briefcase. Let me check.
C.
No, this is my own car.
Number 35.
How long have you had that cold?
A.
For a few more days, but then it will get warmer.
B.
No, it feels comfortable in here to me.
C.
For over 2 weeks, I can't seem to get rid of it.
Number 36.
Do you know what this word means?
A.
I'd love to travel all over the world.
B.
No, I've never even seen that word before.
C.
No, I have no idea what he meant.
Number 37.
How come you're so late?
A.
Almost an hour.
B.
By bus.
C.
I got stuck in traffic.
Number 38.
Do you have a little room left in your suitcase?
A.
No, it's completely full.
B.
No, the room is on the right, not the left.
C.
No, actually, my room was surprisingly large.
Number 39.
What time is it in London now?
A.
It must be about 9 in the evening there.
B.
I'm going to be there for about 4 days.
C.
I always have a wonderful time when I go to London.
Number 40.
Don't you just hate that song?
A.
Yes, it's quite nice.
B.
Yes, it is rather annoying.
C.
No, I didn't eat anything.
Go on to part 3.